Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. A V is for Vrabel. It's also for Victory Monday. The 4-2 Patriots win 25-19 down in New Orleans. They earned our trust. They also might have earned themselves a spot in first place in the AFC East. If the Bills can fall tonight, I don't think it's likely. But I'm going to keep saying it because today's the only day we can say it. Once they win tonight, I won't be able to say it anymore. So let's get it out of the way on a Monday while we can. A little later on, we're going to play some audio, Fitzy, from the Six Rings post-game show. You remember that award-winning show last night here on WEEI.
Yesterday's?
How could
I forget it? It felt like it was yesterday.
Also available via podcast, if you want to get that, the Six Rings pod. We're going to play some audio from the wet blanket. That is Megan Ottolini. She had a somewhat negative take. We'll get to that later, but I might have a somewhat slightly trending toward negative take off the game, and that may be my three-point stance, and it's time right now for the three-point stances.
319!
Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Sometimes people like to get really creative on the text line or be really mean. But I appreciated this very simple two-word text we got just after the conclusion of the Drake May interview.
Blank you.
Nope. 774. Good interview.
Oh, wow.
It was very simple. Like, didn't go over the top. It's our greatest interview. Just, yeah, good interview. Thanks, boys. Move on, right? I like it.
Did we hear from the May family friend? Was his name Rick, I think, on the text line beforehand? He said he would text in, but he might have gotten the times mixed up. I know it moved right before the show.
And I think he'll be happy to hear the development that is May or May not.
I think so.
As we learn a little more about Drake May moving forward. But no, we didn't hear from Rick Riniak. Rick Riniak,
yes.
Down in North Carolina.
That's
Walt's
right.
Nephew? Son? I forgot who he was. Walt somebody.
Walt's, I think Walt's nephew.
Yeah. But go ahead, Dan Ball, with your little read.
Okay. Time for today's three-point stance. Nobody belittles a producer quite like Andy Hart. Time for the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or the rain has made you a wet blanket, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Our order today, Andy Hart, Nick Fitz, Fitzy Stevens, and my man Stiz back behind the glass jumping in for the third three-point stance today. Andy, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Gosh darn right.
Well, do your little three-point stance. Here's 60 seconds for it. Go ahead.
I will. Speaking of little, not Ted Johnson. I'm going to take the baton from him in my three-point stance. And you're like, oh, no, he's talking about Belichick. No, I'm not. It's something else he likes to bring up. And that is something that was on full negative display yesterday in the Patriots' win in New Orleans at the Superdome. And that's a lack of depth for this football team. It's becoming quite clear. If anything can derail this team, I don't think it's this team. I don't think it's the opponents. I think it's the injury bug. We saw yesterday three examples of players getting dinged up, banged up, and leaving the field. And in my opinion, none of those players have backups. Carlton Davis, your number two corner. If he leaves, you don't have another guy worthy of the number two corner spot. At the very least, you got to bump in Marcus Jones. Oh, by the way, Marcus Jones got banged up. You certainly don't have another slot corner. And when he got banged up with his physical style yesterday, I was really worried because you also can't replace him as a punt returner. And the third guy was Harold Landry, a Vrabel guy, a captain, a guy on the edge. You don't have a backup to him. And all three of those guys went down yesterday with injuries. Harold Landry, I actually thought was serious, but he said, no knee brace. I'm right back out there doing my job. The Patriots, as Ted Johnson said in the summer, and now we say in the mid-fall, they are dangerously thin at a lot of positions. They must stay healthy. Injuries are the only thing that can prevent this team from reaching its potential.
Depth has been not the play and development of Drake May. Not whether or not they spent $206 million the right way in the offseason. Not even this past draft. It's the drafts prior to this one, unfortunately, that could potentially get in the way of this team reaching its goals this season, because depth has always been concern number one for me. I think concern number one for you guys, and it should continue to be concern number one for most Pats fans. And even if they don't go out and get a star, a stud, or a human highlight machine to add to the team by the NFL trade deadline, grabbing one or two depth pieces at certain key spots would probably make a ton of sense for the Patriots, like a backup Kalavon Chasen, a swing tackle that's not named Vidarian Lowe, a decent slot corner that can punch to the outside if necessary, a la John Jones style, and backup Marcus Jones. Just don't get caught with your pants down at a couple of positions that are key where depth is an issue.
So we should hire Brezbot as the GM at the trade deadline for the Patriots, because he's really good at bringing in really kind of low-level bodies that just kind of fill needs but aren't stars and may not even really help you in the long run. See last year's trade deadline with the Red Sox where he basically did that.
Yeah, Patriots need a Romy. They need a Romy.
They kind of need a Romy.
Yeah.
They
could need a Romy.
A Mats,
a Ref Snyder.
Yeah, like some of those guys.
Ref Snyder. Who's the Ref Snyder? Andy, I got to say this, because it seems like it's just been Belichick troll season around here for far too long for somebody who did so much good way back in the day. But one thing Belichick and the prior regimes did very well was finding somebody off the scrap heap midseason, like an Akeem Ayers or a Jonathan, I forget the name, Casillas, or obviously Kyle Van Noy, and then turning them into something here in New England. I would love to see the Patriots kind of dip into those waters once again and find somebody who can not only provide depth, but actually even maybe a little pop in the lineup.
Well, and that's easier to do when you have talent more widely spread throughout the roster. When there's depth at other places, you can kind of pinpoint the one or two places where you are thin. When you're as thin as they are, I mean, I think you could make a strong argument if they want to be a true contender, they need to shore up tackle, cornerback, edge rusher, running back. Like, those are four spots right there where I think they are precariously thin right now. And I don't know if it's realistic to find competent bodies that actually could play in NFL games at all four of those positions. But maybe they, you know what you just do? You say, Jim Whalen, I need you guys, Daron Mayo, the strength and conditioning staff and the medical staff, I need you guys to be on point. Keep everybody, nobody can get hurt. There'll be a little something-something in all your paychecks if you can keep everybody healthy.
Yeah, and go down to that lab. Yeah, go to that laboratory in the basement where they used to grow spare parts for Gronk in case he got injured, and just harvest a couple of those.
Yes, Dan Ball?
Oh, guess we're good there. We'll leave that one there. We will move on to Nick Fitzy-Stevens' three-point stance. Fitzy, are you ready, my friend?
I think this one dovetails off Mr. Hart's three-point stance quite nicely, so perfect. Shall we proceed?
Look forward to hearing that. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, Andy just told you that the New England Patriots are thin at a number of spots across both offense and defense. And I'll tell you a certain player that they could ill afford to lose right now, or at any point the remainder of the season, because he is quickly becoming an indispensable Patriot, and that would be slot corner slash special team extraordinaire Marcus Jones. I can rattle off a bunch of numbers for you that'll tell you Marcus Jones is having perhaps the best season of his career as a defender. In terms of solo tackles, he's one of the top 20 cornerbacks in the NFL. He's got an interception. A lot of cornerbacks that are getting paid a lot of money don't have them. He's got a number of solo tackles. He's top 20 in assisted tackles. He's also forced a fumble. He's got a sack now as well. He rarely misses a tackle. He's a hard hitter. This guy is an absolute gamer who is balling out in a contract year, which is going to make him, with all due respect to the money they're supposed to pay Gonzo and the panic setting in on the Six Rings postgame show for how are they going to afford Gonzo and Drake May years from now. No, you're going to need to pony up for Marcus Jones next year as well if you want to keep around one of these guys that is willing and more than happy to do whatever you ask of him, wherever you ask him to do it, in the slot, on the outside, on special teams, and maybe again on offense. MVP right now, he's a mighty valuable Patriot, Marcus Jones is.
Oh, I see what you did there. The old mighty valuable Patriot, who we'll talk to hopefully about 20 minutes from now, 3:30 here on
WEEI
Afternoons.
What do you think, Andy? Let me just toss it out to you. I want to toss one back at you for your three-point and then toss one at you for mine.
Okay.
Back to yours. You can trade for, like, let's be real. This is not Ramondre for Derrick Henry, although actually Baltimore may be getting the better of the deal with the way he's played the last 2 weeks. If you could legitimately offer a reasonable trade for anybody in the NFL, like, to shore up a depth issue for the Patriots, who's atop your midseason acquisition list right now?
So a depth player. We're not talking about, like...
No, but they could also start, too. Like, they could contribute.
You know, I know Albert Breer was talking up the idea of Chris Olave after the Patriots saw Chris Olave catch the ball, short passing game. I will say I didn't like his effort and inability to execute on what should have been a touchdown catch from Spencer Rattler in the end zone. I thought that was a flat-out drop and one of the chances he had to make an actual big play. But a wide receiver, I know I tweeted about A.J. Brown and that took off. I learned Fitzy's side of the rope. If you tweet about A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. It just goes viral through your mentions. So I know Patriots fans are still dreaming of the idea mm-hmm. of A.J. Brown. But if I could do it, like, I'm looking lower. So I look at the Correct. Defensive front and I think they're pretty good. They got to stay healthy on the edge. The middle, we talked about it post-game. Tonga has become a revelation. You add him to Barmore and Milton Williams. You got some pretty good depth at defensive tackle there at those spots. Linebacker. Suddenly linebacker feels pretty good with Spillane and Ellis and Gibbons and Tavai. And even cornerback, at least you have like the safety position. We saw it from the very first get-go yesterday. They want a guy that can cover. You know how I know that? Because they put Kyle Duggar one-on-one with Chris Olave on the outside yesterday.
That was not a good decision.
No. 53 yards later, Kyle Duggar did make the tackle after the half-field catch down there. So I would like to see, and I don't have the name. I don't have the name to throw out to you. I'd actually like to see a free safety type. I'm a little concerned about the depth in the middle of the back end of the defense. So for me,
Hawkins got hurt. Yeah, he was out yesterday. You kind of missed him.
You kind of missed him, and I didn't think I'd miss Jalen Hawkins, and you kind of did. And then any running back, I do think you need to add a running back. I don't know that you can get by with whatever this is that isn't being productive, with Ramondre Stevenson scared to run, scared to fumble. Travion Henderson scared to fumble, doesn't make plays like he's supposed to. So I wouldn't mind seeing a running back added from somewhere. Although I will say you might be able to just sign a running back. There's some guys on the street you might be able to bring in that would actually contribute. So maybe you could trade for a safety, sign a running back, get the old Andy Hart double dip, have my cake and eat it too kind of thing.
Or maybe the Jets will just have an absolute fire sale. As has been suggested by one and many beat writers. And at that point, perhaps there'll be a number of options that'll be available from within your own division. The call can come from within the house. I want an offensive lineman first and foremost because Mike Vrabel, if you will, is all about trench warfare. And he's going to and wants to win in the trenches where the game begins. So give me some offensive line depth. And yes, a running back as well. And I guess third would be a backup edge rusher. But I want to make sure that the offensive issues that are currently not plaguing this team, nagging this team, the ones that are nagging this team, get shored up. And here's the other question. Marcus Jones, what kind of contract you maybe going to offer this guy next year?
Oh, that's a tough one for me. He's a really interesting guy. As
he is
the best punt returner in football, and mm-hmm. I do believe he is the best punt returner in football, can change games that way, and is becoming a much better, and this is one of the first questions I wrote down on my list of questions for Marcus Jones was, looks from afar like you're playing your best defensive football by far. What do you attribute that to? Are you better in this scheme? Are you just, you know, coming into your own as a middle of your career guy with a lot of experience under his belt? But he's a better player. I mean, you're probably talking about a guy that is $15 million a year out of line. I feel like he could get $15 million a year. If Carlton Davis is a $20 million a year corner at his age and just a corner, if I can be a starting corner and also the best punt returner in football, I think Marcus Jones should be looking for $15 million a year from somebody, whether it's the Patriots or somebody else.
Maybe 4 for 52 with like 23 up front. That would get it done.
Imagine that. That'd be good for him. I'd be happy for as hell for him if he gets a $23 million signing bonus.
Yeah, imagine that from beginning of the year to where he is right now. That'd
or a year ago when his offensive coordinator was like, who? That guy plays offense? the little guy over there, he also plays offense? To making $23 million on a signing bonus? Yeah, that would be great. I would feel very good for him.
I still think that there's an argument to be made that he could take a couple snaps there. But
he absolutely could.
Still,
100%.
I mean, hey, if he's going to defend the way he's been defending, I love that he was getting the Olave matchup too. I mean, that's quite the head nod coming from Hardcore and company. But we'll leave that one there because Stiz is jumping in for the third 3-point stance today. Stiz, are you ready?
I'm ready, Daniel.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
In the spirit of Halloween, horror movies may or may not.
Nope, not a fan of horror movies, so may not.
All right, that was Drake May saying he's not into horror movies. I am into horror movies, and I'm here to tell you why horror movies are good for you. It's why, actually, I'm doing the 31 Nights of Halloween on my social media, at Stiz Grimy, a different Halloween movie.
Brag.
Every night. Okay, a little brag. All right, here, number one. Horror movies are a cathartic release. Andy, you're right. Life is scary, but horror movies give you a safe way to release some of that fear. It's like an emotional exercise for your brain. In that same vein, it's a great way to release stress, and it boosts resiliency. I see you laughing. Don't laugh, Andy. Actually, studies show that horror movie watchers often handle real-world stress better than other people. Another reason, horror movies are a great emotional building experience. Why do you think it's so common that you bring your girlfriend or your date to a horror movie? It's a bonding experience. I would ask everyone to visit a horror convention, and they are some of the nicest, most caring people that you will ever meet. And lastly, horror movies its cultural relevance, okay? Horror movies reflect society's fears, whether from politics to human nature to technology. They are a mirror to society. And so I would argue that not only are horror movies good for you, but they are just the best thing on earth. Kind of.
No, the plane's going to crash.
Didn't stick the landing. But yeah, horror movies, just the best thing on earth, especially this time
of year. You're telling me Drake May, who just admitted he doesn't like horror movies, Drake May, who's talked about showing more emotion and his emotional leadership and things of that nature, could evolve emotionally if he watches horror movies.
I would argue that if Drake May watches horror movies, it will make him better as a football player because he will be better suited to deal with stress and anxiety.
He already saw a horror movie. It was called the 2024 Patriots Highlights.
He also seems like he's doing fine handling the stress and anxiety. Have you noticed the dude? He's been on fire lately. He's been making plays. Did you see Buffalo? Is there anything more anxious than being at Highmark Stadium trying to put your team in spot to win a game, and he does it against the all-whites and Josh Allen?
See, but now the Patriots are going to become favorites. So now if you start to struggle when you are being picked to win these games, I don't know. That's a kind of adversity he hasn't seen as a professional yet.
And also,
he's going to have to learn how to deal with people coming after him, which, of course, happens frequently in horror movies, right, Stanley?
Exactly. Did you guys hear him yesterday in his post game? He had a sentence where he was like, "It's nice to finally start winning again."
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, taking shots at Gerard Mayo.
No, I think that was just him wanting to win. He spent a year not winning, and it's nice to be winning again. Dan, did you also tell me that horror movies are tied directly into real world, like whatever? What did you say there?
Well, yeah, it's cultural relevance. So horror movies usually reflect what's going on with society. Like, take a show.
So if a guy
like,
chases me with a chainsaw, what the hell does that have to do with society?
Funny you say that. That's based on
IRS coming for their money.
Well, that's based on Ed Gein, who was a real-life serial killer.
But yeah, he was just a crazy guy who killed people.
These people are in our world. They walk amongst us.
And that's why I don't want to know. I don't want to think. I would like to be naive. I'd like to be the ostrich. I'll just bury my head in the sand and pretend and not see the chainsaw coming. I don't want to expect the chainsaw to be coming. I'll tell you, I ate a little late the other night, had a brownie before bed. I had a dream about being in this studio with rats running around on the ceiling. One fell down and bit me in the neck, and then I woke up. You know that they're like,
that
I don't need
like
that.
Because of chocolate?
I don't know what it was from. It's literally the first nightmare I've had in maybe 15 years.
Did your kids leave some special brownies
out? No!
If you eat before bed, it can give you nightmares.
Yeah, so I don't need to watch horror movies. I don't need to eat before bed. I don't need to be scared. Jeez.
But like something like Black Mirror, we talked about that the other day on the show. Like, I think maybe Ted brought it up in a discussion. Like when you have these like these horror or sci-fi level parables and metaphors for what's going on in our world, Stiz, like it makes you aware of it. It helps you handle it. And it sort of opens your eyes sometimes to the potential oncoming horrors in your life. Like you have to. They're not my favorite, but I don't deprive myself of them a couple times a year just to make sure that my eyes are wide open.
And according to the 603 on the text line, the Jets Broncos game was kind of a horror movie. And I agree with that. That was hideous on my Sunday morning.
I think, Andy, you should just watch one in October. Nope. Just one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.